This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On your mind, we are in Minot today at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. We're brought to you this hour by our friends at Titan Outlet Store. 11% off. That's a nice number, especially when you think about you've got guaranteed iron at outlet prices already, and we're taking another 11% off. And this 2013 Wishick 862 Disc Harrow is my deal of the day. 30-foot single-fold heavy-duty tandems with highway tires, blades measuring up 29 inches across the unit, disc scrapers on all gangs. See it right now at TitanOutletStore.com, TitanOutletStore.com. If you're traveling I-94, headed out of the Fargo-Moorhead area, they are exit 6 as you're eastbound there, south of I-94. And stop in, tell them Scott sent you, take 11% off. Your best price, TitanOutletStore.com is the website, or call them at 218-233-3700. Dan Hammer joining me here in Minot today to tell you about a big sale that goes through Sunday at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Low interest financing, low, how about zero for 60 months? Great deal. You got hot tubs starting at $29.95. You got half price pool tables. I'm doing the show on a foosball table today. Life is good. The saunas are at great deals. And, of course, hot spring spas are the best. I have one, so I can tell you that, but they are. They're the number one selling brand in America for a reason. Just the best. Don't mess with any others. Trust me on this one thing. You don't want to buy anything else other than hot spring spa. The Ace Water Care System is low maintenance, so it's just great. So Dan will be here to tell us more about that coming up in a little bit. Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall is here. Already folks waiting to chat with him. Jerry and Moorhead, you're first to go. Ed and Bismarck, Bev and Willow City. Others welcome at 800-228-0550, toll free. You can also text us at 701-226-8503. Let's start with the big question. Are you going to be the next Secretary of Energy?
Scott, thanks. Yeah, thanks for that. I don't know if I'm going to be the next Secretary of Energy. I'm very flattered to be on a short list for consideration, and I can tell you that my life for the last 24 hours has become far more complicated than it was previous to that. So I really don't know, Scott. My position on it as the potential or the reality becomes closer, the possibility of it anyway gets closer, the decision becomes more more difficult, obviously. So as you can tell, it gets harder to talk about. So we'll see. As of now, I'm just going about my business in the House of Representatives, trying to prepare for the most productive term, certainly, that I will have had after this.
I told the listeners earlier that I was having a conversation with my wife last night, and I said, I wouldn't want to lose Kevin as a congressman, right? I mean, I just think about not only our talk radio town hall, so I'm being selfish, but I mean the level of accessibility that, you afford your constituents, not only through this medium, but others as well, is really unique. So just being selfish as a North Dakota constituent, I think it's kind of cool. And obviously, have a friend in the White House and imagine what can be accomplished and everything else. And she said, Scott, if Donald Trump, as President of the United States, want Kevin in his cabinet, well, he has to do that. He has to serve the country. He can think what he can do for the country. That's a no-brainer. She didn't say no-brainer, but she was arguing the other way. Is that why the decision is difficult, because you're wrestling with that exact scenario?
Well, that's exactly right, Scott. So I just was just reelected by the people of North Dakota, which tells me that they want me to be their congressman. And I made a pitch, if you will, that based on a lot of things we just talked about, accessibility, a growing influence in the chamber after only 4 years, and the opportunity now with a friend in the White House and a Republican Senate to pass serious legislation and make real reforms to regulations and Obamacare, and and make our country strong again in the world. And so there are so many things that I get to be part of looking forward. And it really comes down to the people of North Dakota who've given me this opportunity again. But Marie is right as well. You know, hopefully people that are in public service are in it for the right reasons. I like to think I am, but I'm not immune from ego or selfish considerations either. And I have lots of them. I mean, not the least of which is, you know, 4 grandchildren that live in Bismarck, you know, 4 adult children all in North Dakota. And of course, their son Abel would live with us wherever we live. But, so there are those personal considerations as well. But the bigger thing really is this, is that, and this is a burden, and I don't mean to sound corny. It's just real. This is a burden I think often about compared to, say, the burden that George Washington had, or Benjamin Franklin, or Thomas Jefferson, or, you know, Madison, and all of the rest. I mean, and just so everyone knows, I've not been offered this job, but when it starts becoming possible. When possible leads to, you know, likely, you'd start thinking about more seriously. You think, well, what is in the best interest? How do I best serve President Trump and the United States of America? And that's the question that I've asked myself, that Chris and I have prayed about last night together, that we're talking about today. She's here with me. And so, you know, these are important things. So I appreciate everybody thinking about it. I hope, and I would ask for people's prayer about it, you know, hopefully, you know, God's will and what's best for the country will be done.
Final question, I'll go to the listeners here. Is there, obviously all the talk is about the energy post, that you're being mentioned for. Is that the only position you'd be interested in the cabinet? I mean, I've often thought about interior because quite honestly, you know, there could be as much change to the benefit of energy from interior as there could be from energy. Any other posts?
Yeah, it's a really important point. I mean, the Department of the Interior is really where the action is in many respects as it relates especially to oil and gas, especially and specifically to oil and gas, and to another degree, a lot of the infrastructure as well, whether it's electric transmission, pipelines, those kinds of things. Obviously, interior is really important. And interior has other important jurisdictions, you know, Bureau of Indian Affairs, for example, and whatnot. But the Department of Interior, the one downside is that it's really rotten with landmines, if you will, traps set by law firms that have no real interest in the United States of America or what's best for public lands, but rather or endangered species, but rather to pad their own pocketbooks. And so it's really a lawyer's nightmare. And I think I'd find that chaotic. I'd even find that frustrating. The thing I will tell you about the Department of Energy, and I do know a fair bit about the department, it's been one of the most underutilized agencies in recent years, which is why some people talk about shutting it down. But it really is the brain trust of all energy, sort of information. They literally host the Energy Information Administration, which is, I think, one of the more functional agencies or divisions in our federal government. They have the research and development labs, largely nuclear labs around the country. They have a research and development budget that where things like clean coal or coal capture utilization technologies are developed, and technologies that would never be able to be developed in the private sector alone without a federal partner. And I do think in terms of a larger, all the above strategic plan for this country, and to articulate it to the country, by the way, Scott, because this is also an important piece. This is where Ernie Moniz, the current secretary, who I like a lot, is a very smart guy, but has not done, and that is communicate to the American public the potential of this great country of ours, and then to leverage political skills in the Congress of the United States and the other agencies like Interior, like the Department of Defense, like the Department of Justice, like the EPA. So I, in my mind, looking at the Department of Energy, for a guy like me who has a sort of a broad experience in energy and understands, you know, the markets, if you will, as well, I have to admit would have more appeal to me, and I think where I could make a larger contribution.
Yeah, it makes sense. And imagine that kind of thinking applied to every cabinet post, to every agency. That's what gets your engines revving when you talk about what's possible from the Trump administration to transform this into some common sense. Jerry and Moorhead for Congressman Kramer, go ahead.
Well, actually, my question wasn't for Kramer, but I guess I can throw it in there for him. What is he going to do to stop this FM diversion? They call it the FM diversion, but it does absolutely for nothing for Moorhead. You have land south of Moorhead that they want to flood that has never flooded in all the years that we've had flooding up here. The new Davies High School would have water over its roof before this land south of Moorhead floods. And they want to flood that land so that Fargo can have all this land-based land grab. I am sick and tired of all these councilmen in Moorhead that are for this FM diversion when they themselves are stabbing themselves in the foot to keep themselves from developing south of Moorhead.
All right, so lots to respond to there, Congressman Kramer. We'll have to do it on the other side of the break. Jerry, hang on for your answer, and we'll get to others waiting as well. Ed and Bismarck and Bev in Willow City, Gordon and Bismarck, Mel as well. You're on deck. Stay tuned.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming machinery auctions include farm retirement auctions in Bowman, Hillsboro, Watford City, New Rockford, and Steele, North Dakota. Featuring John Deere and Case IH tractors and combines with low hours, semis, grain trailers, and quality tillage, spraying, and planting equipment. For complete information on these exceptional machinery auctions, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
You decide. That's a great way to live life. And you pull up to the pump at PetroServe USA locations, and you get to decide. Do I want E15, E10, E85, E30, E40? Do I want unleaded? You get choice at the pump at PetroServe USA locations all throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. Just look for that red, white, and blue banner of PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better, because they love the idea of connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And that gives you choice at the pump. Simple as that. Come on in the store for some great savings always. My personal favorite is the 4-for-4 special. Four items for $4. Okay, what are they, Scott? How about a personal pan pizza? Hot stuff. One of the best. How about a 20-ounce drink of your choice? And how about two delicious cookies? Four items, the pizza, the pop, the cookies, $4 all day, every day. Exactly. At a PetroServe USA location near you. Tell them Scott sent you.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com and use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, live at Hot Springs Spas at Pool Tables 2 in Minot, kicking off a big sale for them that will go through Sunday. Dan Hammer will join us a little later on and tell us about some of the great deals they have going on. Back with Congressman Kevin Cramer and the Talk Radio Town Hall. We are brought to you in part today by our friends at B-Mobile. I want you to circle on your calendar the 20th of November, because the folks at B-Mobile would like to invite you to a Be Rewarded program and special discounts, exclusive offers, free gifts. And on November 20th from 6 to 8 p.m., a fun little night for their exclusive friends and family shopping event right there at B-Mobile. Any location to B-Mobile, you can find them: Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Williston, Jamestown, Wahpeton, Valley City, Devil's Lake, Botno. They're in Minnesota too, Thief River Falls, Bemidji, Detroit Lakes. Connect to communicate at B-Mobile, your Verizon Wireless premium retailer. Join the B-Mobile Be Rewarded program. And a little less hectic way to shop. Going to turn that all down. Congressman Kevin Cramer, the Talk Radio Town Hall continues. Questions, comments, 800-228-0550. So previous caller wanted you to shut down the Fargo-Moorhead diversion, and more specifically wondering when you're going to do it by. How would you respond?
First of all, his frustration from the Moorhead side is exactly why the state of Minnesota hasn't issued the permit for the dam. And that's not an insignificant issue, the state of Minnesota, specifically the DNR. So his frustration he expresses is frustration of a lot of people. With regard to some of his statements about flooding land that's not flooded and all, these are all really, the FM diversion really is as much as anything a local decision made by the two states and the two communities at large and everybody in that basin. And we need, and we don't talk about this much, but we need a basin solution. And so until all of that stuff is settled at the local level, my job is to advocate for funding for whatever the permanent flood protection program or project is to protect the city of Fargo and for Minnesota, the city of Moorhead. I don't think anybody can argue that it's important to have that permanent flood relief. So, you know, I'm not out to kill it or to, I'm not out to kill the FM diversion, but it is important that locals and the cities and the states, and I've stressed publicly and privately that it's really important to work this out with Minnesota, because if we're going to be in a constant border battle with our neighbor in courts, that is not going to be efficient or effective in terms of getting this diversion done.
Ed in Bismarck for Congressman Cramer. Go ahead.
Hi. Hey, I'd like to thank Congressman Cramer. I'd like to thank him for being there for us. Great person. I really appreciate it. I guess my comment is that I wanted to talk to you, Scott, and Todd about the potential to get word out across the nation about the protests and how they are not being portrayed correctly. And I have been trying to contact Rush Limbaugh, and you can't get through. And was wondering if you would have a connection to be able to contact him to get him on our side.
Well, I don't think there's any doubt Rush would be on our side, but I think he'd probably say, well, tell me something I don't know. Right? I mean, it's just no different than the Black Lives Matter protests or, you know, Keystone XL pipeline, how that was handled. I mean, I guess what Rush brings to it, I don't know. Just one more voice that would state the obvious and I guess give it a little more of a factual perspective than some of the stuff that's out there nationally. I've noticed after the election, a few national media folks have showed up. Washington Post is here and Fox News Channel and a few others. Kevin, what do you think?
Ed's point, though, and his frustration is very real. And Scott, you and I have talked about it. One of the problems that we have right now is, first it was the election, and now it's the post-election and the transition and the cabinet and Congress and new speaker, or the, you know, speaker being reelected. All of that stuff is so dominant in the national news and it's certainly with the national talk shows that it is hard to break through with this other story. To the degree that there is national coverage, and Scott's right that there's been a little more capacity, so there have been a few more national reporters out, the national reporters almost never get it right. In fact, they come in with a romantic notion of that that's so far-fetched that they're blind to facts. I have, Scott, as you know, I've been on national public radio a couple of times. I've been on local national, you know, NPR stations across the country, Los Angeles, Boston, New York, and their coverage is so biased that they have no trouble talking to supposed embedded journalists that don't even know of the violent acts that go on. It's as though they didn't. There isn't anything going on. It's as though there's not equipment being burned. That they're not trespassing on private land and public land. That all this, you know, blocking of traffic isn't really happening. They literally report blatant falsehoods as the foundation of the story. And so I've been much frustrated myself, sort of being the only voice that's, you know, clear and then the other side on some of the national media. So I do think that part of the problem just is that it's a story that isn't affecting enough people, or they don't perceive it as affecting enough people, especially in light of the much sexier story of the presidential election and those protests.
By the way, the Washington Times has a great story today. Valerie Richardson wrote it. I posted on Facebook about it, but it's doing something that North Dakota media hasn't done, which isn't that hard. We reported on this yesterday. If you go to the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe website, they have their minutes there, and they voted to set aside $200,000 for a possible class action lawsuit and raise funds with another tribe for civil litigation against law enforcement. And by the way, the funds are going to the sister of Dave Archambault, the chairman, who is a, you know, former Obama administration official, and now at a law firm. That to me should be news in North Dakota, shouldn't it?
Well, it certainly should be. I mean, it absolutely smacks of you know, just corruption. And not to mention, can we please be clear? There is not a moral equivalent between burning equipment, shooting at police officers, stopping traffic, trespassing on land, threatening kids, and stealing cattle and slaughtering them. That is not morally equivalent to police officers doing their job to keep the protesters and the rest of us, including legal commerce and workers on the pipeline, safe. It is a much higher moral calling to be a police officer than to be a rioter. This is a cultural problem in this country where we no longer elevate our heroes. It is a problem where we are confused about the clarity between right and wrong, because the left over the decades has come up with this new narrative that all truth is relative. Oh, and by the way, if moral standards are old-fashioned, and while the right, if you will, and many who are supposed to be the watchers, if you will, the keepers of high moral virtue, have slept, and they've sort of bought into it. And so we have a lot of work to do in our culture to straighten this stuff out. This is just one symbol of what's wrong.
All right. Short break. Back with more of your calls, questions, and comments in this order. Evan, Willow City, thanks for waiting. Gordon and Bismarck. John and Bismarck, Kurt on the road. You're next on the Talk Radio Town Hall with Congressman Kevin Cramer joining us today on a busy news day. For him, certainly, and for America as we transition to a new team in D.C.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
The Safety Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC First Aid Coordinator Shelley Dahl discussing common hunting injuries and how to prepare.
One third of every person that owns a tree stand ends up having some kind of an accident with that. And primarily we see broken bones, impalement where they're falling on a branch that goes into their body, rib fractures, and a lot of times neck and spine injuries. So our goal at the North Dakota Safety Council is really to give people the tools that they can use to make sure that if somebody is in an accident, that they're as a statistic for an accident and not a fatality. It's what can I do to help the people that are with me? There's simple things that you can do and that you learn in a CPR and first aid class that really can help keep you safe as well.
For safe hunting tips and a full listing of upcoming first aid and CPR classes, go to www.ndsc.org. That's ndsc.org.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Back on What's On Your Mind, having a blast on the ping pong table right here today. Before I leave, actually, I'm hoping that that we can... Hammer Time, can we get actually a game of ping pong going on here with, on the air before we wrap things up?
Well, no doubt about it. I'm a big ping pong player. I'll warn you right now. It was my favorite sport in my house that six of us shared in college.
Uh-oh.
We didn't have a lot of forms of entertainment at that point, so we played a lot of ping pong.
I'm toast. I once played on a cruise ship with a bunch of listeners ping pong. Try that sometime because the board's moving, right? The ship's moving.
There
and
you
the,
go.
I was bad at it. It was my excuse on why the kids were beating me like a rented mule.
Well, there's no excuse like that here when you and I play.
Exactly. So we'll have to do that. Dan Hammer from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, to tell us about the big sale that goes on through Sunday at this location next to Ryan Chevrolet on Broadway and Minot behind Marketplace Foods. What do you got going?
We have our year-end clearance through Sunday, Scott. Great opportunities here for folks to get into a hot spring spa, an Olhausen pool table or shuffleboard, a Finley or sauna. We talk about, you know, health benefits, saunas. A good therapeutic sweat is so good for us in so many ways. It increases white blood cells, which helps keep infections away. When you talk about getting into a traditional sauna and the opportunity to pour a little eucalyptus and water over those rocks, it leaves any kind of pressure, relieves pressure in our head, and it increases our circulation and our blood flow. So saunas, like hot tubs, when we ask people, what are you doing for your health and wellness on a daily basis? And if you answer that question, boy, not a lot.
Don't have the time. Then, you know, what can I do? You know, yeah.
Yeah, then make every day better with either a hot spring hot tub or a Finlay sauna. Through this weekend, 0% financing for 60 months on hot spring hot tubs. A great opportunity to get into a hot tub and one that will meet your budget if you're in that situation.
Right. And putting it in your home, it makes it a lot more likely you're going to do it. Right.
Right on.
Because we all are going to go to the gym. Yeah, right. Right. Yeah, you know, going to go take a walk. That just doesn't happen. I mean, when you're staring at it, you do it.
Yeah.
Especially with the hot tub out back.
No doubt about it. Why a hot tub? Every day made better. Yeah. Every day made better. There are so many health benefits when we immerse ourselves in hot water and then get ourselves in front of some very unique hydrotherapy systems to hot spring. Every day made better. And then why hot spring? Better water, like the Ace Water Care System. The Ace Water Care System, for you out there, if you own a hot tub and you say, well, I have a tough time managing my water. or I'm concerned about water care as I think about a hot tub purchase, the Ace Water Care System is just for you.
It makes it easy. Yeah.
It makes water care management so easy. You're not purchasing nearly as many chemicals off the counter, and the end result for you as a hot tubber is a softer water, easy water care management. So 0% financing for 60 months through this weekend. Hot tubs starting at $29.99. We have selected Olhausen pool tables up to 50% off. Selected Finlay Osanas up to 50% off. And it's going to get cold starting Thursday and Friday, right? You know, water transfers heat to our body 25 times faster than air. We can do two things with air coming on. We can either try to turn up the thermostat and get warm or get in the hot tub. You're going to get warm in a hurry, and you're going to get a lot of health benefits. You're going to be better off physically, mentally, and relationally. Every day made better with a hot spring hot tub.
Yeah, last year was our first year with a winter in a hot tub. Man, it was so great.
How was that?
It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
It was. I mean, you look forward to going outside no matter what the temperature. The fact the colder it is, the more awesome it is getting in.
There you go.
It's just great. Thanks, Dan.
Thanks, Scott.
We'll check in with Dan one more time before we're done here today. Back with our chat with Congressman Kevin Cramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Bev in Willow City. Go ahead for Congressman Cramer.
Hello there, Congressman Cramer.
Hi, Bev.
We need you in the Congress. After all, maybe you can help us deal with Nancy Pelosi. So Scott's right. I think
you just scared me Congress. Into another job, I think.
Yeah. And also, Scott's right about the poor news media, national and local, on this demonstrating going on in down south of Mandan. But the thing is, last night it was pitiful. They showed the policemen marching toward the demonstrators. Why didn't they show more about what the demonstrators were doing wrong about the arrest? That other stuff, they just aren't doing it.
No, again, that's where our country has gone, to where the policemen are somehow to be, we're supposed to be suspicious of the policemen, but the criminals, we're going to give them the benefit of the doubt. And in some respects, our country's based on a guilt by, you know, or innocent until proven guilty, but
yeah,
we don't wait for that, for the arrest
crazy.
To take place. Bev, here's the good news. Here's the really good news. With regard to all that, and that is that the national media, if this election's proven one thing, it is that the American public has little to no regard for our national media, and frankly, nobody's listening or watching it. That's the reality, hopefully they just keep shooting images into outer space that no one watches.
Hey, Bev, thank you. Yeah, thank you very much.
I'd like to tell you a little bit about George Soros. I read his biography. Now, he was born to a Jewish family in Germany, but it was evil. At 12 and 14 years old, he was going around with Hitler's men. They were going to Jewish homes and helping to choose the Jewish families that went on those trains. Then they would catalog the contents of those homes and steal it for the Hitler's Nazis. When he was an adult, by the time the war was over, he went over to either England or one of the other countries, changed his name. He was rich, and he started buying and selling. He got enough money. He wrecked the economy in three countries. That's why they ended up forming the euro and trying to straighten out the economy over there. Then he came to the United States. He's on the East Coast in the United States. Yes, we need to learn more about him, but he's so insulated, there isn't much we can do, but we can pray. We can all pray that God will intervene in him and stop the evil that he's been producing all these years. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Thank you, Bevan. Bevan's right about George Soros and his biography. Much of what we're seeing today playing out in the United States is right out of his playbook that he's used in other countries, and that is literally to fan the flames of chaos so that only the government can solve it. It also drives down markets for guys like him to buy, and then rebuild. It's awful.
We had a caller earlier, I think she was responding to that, saying that we in North Dakota ought to take the lead in exposing him and what he's doing and everything else. What more could be done to have, you hear about it, he funds these organizations and he's behind all these things, but, it's like nothing's ever done about it. I mean, is this something a congressional hearing can expose? What can we do about it?
Yeah, good question. I don't know, Scott. That's worth noodling around a little bit. I really don't know. But, it would be helpful, I guess, if more information sources were out there to talk about it. But we're trying to, our education system's trying to scrub all the nobility from our rich American history and judge people like George Washington on their foibles rather than their incredible accomplishments and courage in building this exceptional nation. That's part of the strategy, quite frankly. So we need an education system that's more concerned with helping students learn things than coddling them because they're depressed after Hillary Clinton lost an election.
Emailer says, is Ed Schaefer being considered for a position in the Trump administration?
I do not know. I don't know that he is. I've not talked to him about it. He has to call into me and I owe him one. I really do have to get back to him. But I don't know that he's being considered.
Gordon in Bismarck. Question for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead.
Pardon?
Hi, Gordon.
You're up, Gordon.
Oh,
yeah.
Congratulations, Congressman.
Thank you.
I would like to know if President Trump is going to post the executive orders that he's going to reverse, and will he go back farther into previous presidents to see if there were any illegal executive orders?
I don't know the answer to that. I would strongly encourage the posting of orders that he plans to reverse. I think he's got a fistful of them on it for his first day, I think, already. And you probably know the transition team has been digging into all of that. They've actually been doing it for quite a while, even prior to the election, digging into what would be the first 50 or 100 or whatever the case might be that can be overturned with a single stroke of the pen. And then what is going to take more, whether it's promulgation of new rules or legislation, and we're all in preparing the Congress to do exactly the same thing in concert with him. So, in fact, Mike Pence is going to be with us this afternoon. I think it's this afternoon or tomorrow. Tomorrow at our planning conference with the Republicans. He'll be with us tomorrow, so that'd be a good question for me to pose to him.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Gordon.
Appreciate the call. Texter wants to know where you stand on Article 5.
Article 5, I have to be reminded. Which one? I know.
I think that's the effort that Mark Levin and a few others have worked on related to, how you'd go about taking on some of the changes happened, in the so the Article 5, not the Congress. Article 5 is whenever two-thirds of both houses deem necessary to propose amendments to the Constitution. So they're talking about amending the Constitution but not having a constitutional Congress?
Right. Refining that down to so that we can have a single-issue constitutional convention, so to speak, or constitutional.
Right. Yes, effort, rather than broaden it up to, a Pandora's box of whatever. Mark with the question there.
Yes. So it's a very good question. Yeah, there's been a lot of talk about how we can refine that, or maybe even better understand it. Quite honestly, Scott, I think there's actually some confusion around that. I will tell you one of the more encouraging things on this particular topic is if we haven't, and I should really post this. I've been meaning to do this, but look at where Republicans have come in the last, really since 2010, since Barack Obama became president. Not just in Congress, which is almost historic right now, but in state houses and governorships. I mean, we're to a point where, serious constitutional amending can be done by the states and meeting the threshold of ratification by states. All of that is lining up. And one of the things we're talking about literally in the Rules Committee today on our own rules is whether or not there are some things we can do with Article 5 to, within our own rules to refine specific specific issues, if you will.
All of which is about restoring constitutional government
exactly
and not
right.
leaving exactly to right. Look what Barack Obama did. Prime example why it's necessary for this and future generations. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
This Soybean Minute is about Palmer amaranth, the most pervasive weed that growers have ever seen. In addition to this weed producing 1 million seeds per plant, reducing crop yields by 90%, it is also resistant to glyphosate and most row crop herbicides. Iowa weed scientists documented Palmer amaranth expanding from 5 to 30 counties this summer. How did this happen? Primarily from mail order seed. Some commercial seed mixtures used in CRP, cover crops, pollinator plots, and hunter habitats were contaminated with Palmer amaranth seed. These multi-plant seed sources disseminated Palmer amaranth throughout Iowa. Landowners, inspect your new environmental plantings. Bag and remove any deviant pigweed plants. Contact your Extension County agent or NDSU for correct ID. Help keep North Dakota Palmer amaranth free.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hi, Scott Hanlon from What's On Your Mind, inviting you to join my wife Maria and I and our entire family as we tour beautiful Norway. June 19th through July 2nd, a midnight sun celebration tour. See the fjords, hundreds of waterfalls, and the majestic mountains. Our guide, the one and only Carol Juven. He's been to Norway 153 times. So, Carol, where are you going to take us?
We will visit Fargo's sister city of Hamar and the Olympic city of Lillehammer. See the most spectacular mountains and scenery in the world, including Geiranger, Stalheim, and, of course, Bergen.
And I understand there's some fjords in our future, too, right?
There are 122 fjords in your future.
Come join us to enjoy the best of Norway. Space is limited. Call 1-800-343-0093, and Carol will send you a complete packet of information. 800-343-0093 is that telephone number. Welcome along. Let's go to Norway.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
At Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. We are in Minot today, right next to Ryan Chevrolet behind Microplace Foods, where the big sale starts and goes through Sunday at Hot Springs Spas Pool Tables 2, Minot location. They're, of course, in Bismarck in front of Sam's Club, Kmart, in Grand Forks on South Washington, and also next to Spitfire in West Fargo on 13th Avenue South. Here in Minot, rather, they are next to Ryan Chevrolet on Broadway, and the big sale is on. Final moments with Congressman Kevin Cramer. What was your reaction to the letter from the U.S. Army this week related to yet another delay on the Dakota Access Pipeline?
Exasperation. Just exasperation. And my first, I was given a heads up, of course, and my first statement, one of my very first statements in response to the core person that called me was, "You are inviting a lawsuit," and basically said, "Yeah, I mean, there's no question; they're well within their rights to do it. I mean, there is no legal reason not to issue this permit, this easement." And I said, "Yeah, you're right." But just so you know, January 20th, I will spend all I can between now and then to get that permit issued on January 20th, or with at least the Monday after, because this is just.
What happened? Because, Willie, correct me if I'm wrong, but you had strong indications of the Corps of Engineers that this was just a matter of waiting until after the election and then the permit would be issued. So why do you think that changed?
I think it changed because political considerations, political legacy, overrode the law. And I don't. The legacy is not going to be a pretty one, and nor is it going to last past January 20th, in my view. So I don't really know what this president is gaining by ordering, at this point he'd have to be ordering his enforcement agencies to not enforce the law. That's the tragedy. You wonder why, Bev worries about how this thing is being portrayed in the national media. You wonder why. Well, here's why. Because we have a president who tells his law enforcement agencies don't enforce the law, and what kind of a signal does that send to criminals? Wow, we get to run the world. And it's just a further expression of that. So, no, it's just politics over the law. And not to mention, by the way, job creation, energy security, national security, private property rights. There are a lot of pretty important ideals here that are threatened by this action.
We had a call earlier. Want us to ask whether it was accurate that Dakota Access had incurred about $100 million in losses because of these protests. Do you know if that's an accurate number?
I don't know the answer to that, but I don't know the answer to that. Somebody at the company would have to tell you that. I mean, I've seen some numbers that the company's put out as for, like, losses, their dollars per day lost, and I don't know what the delay is at now, but it's a long ways. And of course, at this point, we're literally delaying the movement of oil through that pipeline. So that's money every day. It's also more trains, more trucks. I mean, it's not like that oil's not finding its way to market. It's just finding its way in a much less environmentally friendly way and a much more expensive way.
I'm going to post a Craigslist listing here. Paid protesters needed in Fargo for No Dapple, where someone is bragging about cashing in the 401k, quitting the job and fighting for water, and offering $1,000 cash to anyone who proves they quit their job to protest full time. Also paying for travel, food, and first night, $50 cash for adults, $20 for each child you bring. The protesters are being paid. More evidence of that. Where the source of funds is coming from, I guess, is the bigger question. All of this begs a major investigation at some point, does it not?
It seems like it does. It certainly seems like it does. Scott, who would do that investigation, or what's most appropriate? I guess I'm not really sure, but it's something I'll look into, and I'll ask around this town as to who's best suited to do that. Maybe one of these civil rights lawyers at the Department of Justice would be good to put on that.
Carolyn Bismarck, last call for Congressman Cramer.
Thank you. I wondered, how does a person get tickets to the inauguration?
Yeah, thanks for that question. You can call any one of your members of Congress's office. We all get an allotment. We don't know what it is yet, but we are prepared to take those requests.
Can you consider this the request of Carol and I? Will this suffice?
No, because we need a lot more information from you.
All right, Carol, get on the phone. Get on the phone.
Thank you.
Get quick. Yeah, get high on that list for sure.
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll let you go and continue to pray for you and Chris.
Please do.
Yeah, certainly challenging times, but exciting problems. really exciting challenges and great times to be able to be to have to make decisions like this. So we'll chat with you next week. Thanks a bunch.
All right, buddy. Thanks, everybody.
Take care, if not sooner. Hammer Time at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. Last chance to tell the folks why they ought to get in here.
Well, they need to get in here because if you're asking yourself this question, what am I doing on a daily basis for health and wellness? If you fall short of answering that in a real strong fashion, then come and see us, especially now between now and Sunday, because it's our year-end clearance sale here at 1910 South Broadway in Minot. You can't miss us. As you said, Scott, next to Ryan Chevrolet, the big green top of the roof. You can't miss us. 0% financing for 60 months.
Up to half off on the saunas and the pool tables.
Hot tubs starting at $29.99. Ohlhaus and pool tables, some selected series, up to half off. Findlay Osanas, some up to as much as half off. Now's a great time to get yourself into a hot springs hot tub.
Should we play some ping pong?
Let's do it. I love ping pong.
God bless you, folks.
I'm warning you.
I'm busy. I got to play some ping pong. We'll see you tomorrow. Hot springs spots and pool tables too. Minot.
TitanOutletStore.com is the place for great deals. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. If you tell them Scott sent you at Titan Outlet Store, you'll take 11% off their best price. 2013 Wishick 862 Disc Harrow 30-foot single-fold heavy-duty tandems with highway tires. Blades measure 29 inches across the unit, and it has disc grippers at all the gangs. Your best price, minus 11% now at TitanOutletStore.com. Stop and see them. I-94, exit 6, just south of I-94. Titan Outlet Store. Tell them Scott sent you.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.